Students at Amity High School in Woodbridge say the school system is underreacting to reports of anti-Semitism. They spoke out at a Board of Education meeting Monday, saying that they don't feel safe at the school. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
Judy Alperin is the chief executive officer of the nearby JCC of Greater New Haven. She was at the board meeting.
So I heard firsthand the testimony of the kids who told really difficult and harrowing stories of feeling unsafe and feeling that they needed to hide their identity, that they couldn't be publicly Jewish.
She says that non-Jewish students also spoke at the meeting about other kinds of discrimination happening at Amity. Region 5's interim superintendent James Connolly says the student reports of swastika graffiti and hate speech shocked him.
I don't think it was swept under the rug before. I just don't think that people, most of us here in the district, realize how pervasive this had become. And it's really become a community cultural problem, too, at this point.
Connolly says that acts of hate will be investigated and won't be tolerated. He says there is already an increased faculty presence in hallways, along with increased security in parking lots. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.